Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. I hope you had a good week and I hope your month started well. My name is Bimi and today's podcast is about breaking up friendships. Yes, really sensitive topic, and I feel like everyone has either been there or is going to be there soon, so it's best to know what to do when you're faced with those situations. So friendships are an amazing thing. Friendships have to be one of the best gifts from God. Friends are people you rely on, you lean on, you learn from, you grow with, or people you should grow with. Have you ever been friends with someone who you can't seem to align with, whose values and vision or perspective of life just seems to be different from yours? Initially, it might just seem like we don't agree on this thing, and you might move on from it. However, after a while, when it becomes a consistent thing, it then becomes a problem, especially if it's something that means a lot to you. So what do you do in that instance? How do you know that this difference of opinion or difference of values or vision isn't just a mere disagreement and it's a toxic relationship? How do you differentiate between just a mere argument and a toxic relationship? Well, an Opera Mag article, which we would share on the blog, actually shows us 10 traits that a toxic friend might have. So, the first is they're jealous. I mean, good friends are meant to be like your cheerleaders. They're meant to cheer you on and take pride in your success. Friendship is supposed to be about celebrating other people's success and being there for them when things just don't go their way. However, if you notice that there's a friend of yours who is always so jealous of your success, always making you feel uncomfortable about sharing your success with them, that's a toxic relationship. If you have a friend who makes you feel insecure, who always makes you reduce yourself so as to accommodate them, that's not a friendship. That's toxic. If you have a friend who, whenever you think of them, you just feel a sense of dread. You just feel weird about them. You just feel a bad feeling about them. Trust your intuition, guys. That's a bad friendship. If you have friends whom you have to walk on eggshells around them, you have to be careful about what you say, what you do, how you express yourself, those are not your friends. If you have any friend who won't stop criticizing you, who always sees the negative in anything you do, who can't seem to be positive about anything that concerns you, nah, that's not a friendship. That's toxic. If you have a friend who is very self-involved, who always talks about themselves, who whenever you share issues with, they just always find a way to make it about them eventually, nah, that's not a friendship. That's toxic, guys. How about the energy vampires? Those who any little interaction with them just leaves you feeling drained. They literally suck the life out of you. Nah, you don't need them. How about those you can't trust? Those who you tell stuff to and you're certain you would hear from someone else? Or those who you tell stuff to and they would use it against you? Nah, that's not friendship. Any friend who is always super dramatic, who always blows things out of proportion, isn't a friend you want in your life, guys. You would be exhausted all the time. Don't get me wrong, I mean, occasionally some things need to be blown out of proportion, but if that's a normal thing around these people, no, you don't want that. How about those that always try to change you, always try to make you like someone else or like something else? That isn't friendship. If they can't accept you for who you are, no, that's not friendship. But those who always make you feel inadequate, you don't want that in your life, guys. So now that we know what toxic friendships are about, how then do we break off from such friendships? Well, some people
know how to do this very well, actually. How then do we break off from such friendships? Some people are actually experts at this. They literally have no patience for toxic behavior. So the slightest bit of toxicity that's around them, they cut off. However, some of us just can't do it. So we just leave these people and hope that the friendship sort of withers away. Why wait till then? Why wait for this friendship to keep sucking you dry and making you feel inadequate and making you feel sad all the time? Why not just end it when you can? So how do you end it? You can end it by just being honest with the person. Sitting the person down and telling the person exactly what you're doing. And that's not like telling them, oh, okay, this is going wrong, I think. No, you're not thinking anything. You know exactly what you want. You don't want to leave room for any assumptions. So just respectfully tell the person what you want and how the person doesn't align with your vision anymore. Explain to the person why you need to let the friendship go. More often than not, we need to let friendships like this go just for our own mental health. Don't wait until you're depressed before you let this person go. So respectfully tell them that and let them go. Finally, how do we move on from such friendships? The best way is to be open about it. Actually grieve the relationship. If it meant anything to you, you'd be sad when you let it go. However, even in the sadness, you feel a sense of peace. So it's okay to mourn the friendship. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry sometimes. But after that, you need to communicate with people. Let people around you, your support system, know what has happened. Let them know that you've let someone that meant so much to you go. And let them know why. Sometimes you don't have to go into detail to let everyone know what happened. But just let them know things that just crossed the boundary for you. And let your support system support you. And after a while, you'd notice that it would just fade away. At the end of the day, it's important for us to maintain our good health. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. And this corruption of good manners isn't necessarily someone that acts bad or someone that doesn't align with the Bible's definition of values and friendship. It could just be someone who makes you feel inadequate or someone who makes you feel small and makes you doubt yourself. Anyone that makes you doubt yourself doesn't have any place in your life. So you can let them go for your own mental health and for your own peace of mind. I hope you've learned something today, guys. Don't forget to share and like and follow us on all social media platforms at Ticking with Purpose. On Twitter, TV Purpose, and on Facebook, Ticking with Purpose. We can't wait to hear how you let your friendships go and how you plan to do so in the future if you've never done it. Thank you for listening, guys. Bye.